NUMSA has averted a strike at Sililumanzi. I'm joining on the line now by the acting regional secretary of NUMSA in Mpumalanga, Polo Sebotsa. He joins us in conversation. Babu Sebotsa, kukunjani? I just want to get a sense of, you know, this particular victory that NUMSA has somewhat acquired in this process. Not only have you negotiated for your members an increment in essence for the year 2025, but this is above inflation rate. Talk us through around the successes into this negotiation process.
No, thank you so much. The negotiations started around about in October, and at that stage, the employer was very intransigent, not willing to negotiate, imposing a 5% and saying that that is the last offer and it's not going to be amenable to any negotiations. Then in November, around about the 11th of November, we submitted a dispute at the CCMA. The matter was facilitated by a commissioner. The employer still wouldn't move. On the 15th of January, we then received a certificate to go on a strike. We got the picketing rules. You'll know that nowadays they don't give you a certificate of a strike without the picketing rules,
yes,
following the Marikana massacre. So then fast forward on Monday, we convened the general meeting with workers. Workers said, serve the employer of the notice. Ordinarily, the law says it must be a 48-hour notice. Immediately upon receipt of a 48-hour strike notice, the employer called us immediately on Tuesday morning to a meeting in the morning, of which we attended. They moved to 6. We went back to the workers. The workers said, it is not acceptable, then they would have to make it 6.5. So eventually, yesterday, then the employer came back to their senses. It was obvious the clock was ticking because the strike would have started this morning. So then the employer made that offer of the 6.5, of which we signed as a responsible unions, and immediately withdrew the notice of a strike.
Yeah, congratulations indeed. I mean, it's a lengthy process, and you know, obviously it shows that the interest of the workers were at the heart of these negotiations. But talk us through around the benefits of these, in fact, the demands that were made by the workers.
Is it the workers, contrary to popular view that workers in South Africa are reckless and whatnot, they didn't make any other demands. They just made a similar demand of a wage increase. You'll know that when the wage increases, obviously all allowances that goes with it will be increased according to that percentage. So there's a shift allowance, there's a housing allowance, there's a standby allowance. So similarly, obviously, then automatically those allowances went up by 6.5. except for the senior management members, of which they, we are not really interested. We don't have members in that bracket.
Congratulations yet again. I mean, averting a strike, it's actually always a good thing, but also when it benefits the, you know, the employees, I think it's, deserve somewhat, applause there. I really want to thank you so much, Ntate Sebotsa, and all the best in the work that NUMSA does.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciated the conversation there. That's Polo Sebotsa, NUMSA's acting regional secretary here in the province of Mpumalanga. They averted a strike at Sililumanzi. And 6.5% at the end of this month. That's what the workers of Sililumanzi will be pocketing until the end of December. That's very interesting. And hopefully they also get an increment next year.